Hey everyone, I'm Jay Nicole of Edina Realty, and this is the Realty of Realty. Welcome to my very first episode. I'm so glad you joined me today to discuss the who's who and the what's what of real estate. As many of you know, I'm a licensed realtor in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I specialize in residential transactions. On today's episode, I want to take the time to talk about some basic real estate myths and how becoming familiar with the market can greatly impact your home buying or selling experience. So grab your favorite cup so I can spill this tea. All right, guys, so let's jump into our turnkey segment of the show and talk about five big myths related to home buying. And for all my sellers out there, don't feel bad or left out. I have something special for you towards the end of the episode. So myth one, you'll need a 20% down payment to buy a home. It's not true, you guys. Of course, if you are purchasing a home using a conventional home loan, you will need 20% down. However, in this market, the average home buyer is using an FHA or a Federal Housing Administration loan that's backed by the government. Those requirements usually prefer home buyers to produce 3.5% of the selling price as their down payment, and the credit can go as low as a 580. Myth number two, you need perfect credit. Well, guys, I've lived long enough to know that it's very hard to live all your life without missing one payment. And usually, sometimes, those payments end up on your credit report. Well, there are people, when you use a realtor or broker, that specialize in reviewing your credit report to find ways that even when you have these blemishes, that you can still qualify for home loans. Myth number three, you don't need a realtor. I know it's my job and this is how I get paid by telling you all that you should let me help you sell or buy a home. However, it is very hard to purchase a home. In fact, it's one of the biggest purchases, if not the biggest purchase you'll ever make in your life. So, realtors happen to have really big connections around the market with other brokers, with financial advisors, with loan officers that kind of make the process go by a little bit quicker and a lot more smoother. Also, real estate transactions involve a lot of contracts, and realtors go to school and are licensed to be able to write these contracts and execute these contracts so that all is well at the end of a real estate transaction. Myth number four, a fixed rate is the best rate. When buying a home, the average home buyer buys a home with a home loan for 30 years at a fixed rate, meaning their interest rate is fixed for the entire 30 years. Sometimes in a market like today's market, that might not be beneficial given that most home buyers stay in their home for an average of 7 years before selling. In today's market, where interest rates are extremely low, probably the lowest ever in history, an adjustable rate mortgage might be beneficial for people who know that they are not going to stay in their home for that 30 years. And myth number five, you should buy a home right now. Home buying as an investment isn't really an investment for everyone at any given time. Sometimes, actually, all the time, our lives are changing. We are getting married, we are getting divorced, we are having children, our children are moving away. And so with these transitions in our lives, sometimes buying a home might not be the best option for us as far as real estate. So it's very important to sit down once again with a realtor to decide if buying a home is a really good investment for you at the moment. These are the top five myths that I found regarding home buying. T trivia. Does the owner of a home get a mortgage or do they give a mortgage when they purchase a home? Stay tuned for the answer. All right, if you guessed that the owner gives a mortgage when they purchase a home, you are correct. Most of the time when you hear people refer to mortgages, they assume that they are paying a mortgage, and that's incorrect. The mortgage is the promissory note given to the lender who finances the home that says that the owner will pay in full the amount that was lended to them in exchange for the home.
So now that you know that, what are some other myths or some other incorrect terms that you have heard being used about real estate? Feel free to message or to email and give some of these things.
All right, sellers, this part of the episode is just for you. If you are or know someone who is selling their home, I'm offering a $100 gift card from Lowe's as an appreciation for listening to my show. I'll select one of my followers each week for the giveaway. See my description for details and terms. As we wrap up my very first episode, I want to thank all of you so much for listening. I hope your cup has runneth over with valuable information about the real estate market. You can contact me on Instagram and Facebook at j.nicolegrant_realtor. It's been so nice having you over, and don't forget to stop by next week for more Realty of Realty. Take care.